Right. This is Dr. Michael Smith. Welcome to tonight's conference call on detoxification. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to learn about your body and about detox. I'd like you to just take a moment, kind of clear the space around you, allow yourself to focus on the information tonight, turn off your cell phone, turn off your computers, step away from your email and your BlackBerry, grab yourself a pen and paper if you'd like, maybe a glass of water, so you can allow yourself to focus on the information that we're going to be sharing with you this evening. And let me just introduce myself. I'm Dr. Michael Smith. I'm a naturopathic doctor and a graduate of Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and the founder of Carolina's Natural Health Center here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And here at our center, we have several naturopathic doctors as well as massage therapists. Our whole goal and focus is to help to work with you to help to improve your health and create a state of optimal health for you and your family. I personally specialize in homeopathy and nutrition, and you can learn more about me and my practice on our website, which is carolinasnaturalhealth.com, and I invite you to go there and check that out, where you can understand more about what we do and how we do it. And also just like to take a moment and introduce to you Dr. Day. Dr. Damon Jones, she's a naturopathic doctor and someone that I've just been thrilled to be able to partner with in bringing you valuable health information. She has just been fantastic in her passion that she has and what she shares with her own patients and with others. Dr. Day is an international speaker and author. She's also appeared on many local radio and TV shows. And she has her private practice in the Washington, D.C. area. Dr. Day is also the author of her latest book, which is called Delicious. It's a wonderful recipe book that I've recommended many times over to my patients and has been great for us and our family to use. And you can learn more about Dr. Day and her practice at her website, which is Healthy Days, and that's healthydaes.org, healthydays.org. And please take the time to go to our website when you have a moment after tonight's call or in the next couple of days and learn more about her practice as well. The thing that we're going to be talking about tonight is detoxification. You know, so often we hear that term, and I can't tell you how many times I've had patients come into my practice or call us to find out, you know, come in with requests, I need to detox. You know, what can I do to detox? And you know, in asking them what do they mean and what are they really wanting to do, you know, I learned that they just know the term detox and it sounds like a good thing, an ideal thing for them to do, but they really don't understand the elements of detoxification, what it is, what it's all about, and what it all means. And tonight Dr. Day is going to kind of take us through that process and help us to really get an understanding of detoxification within our bodies, what it is, how do we help support that, and things we can do to improve our detoxification within us. And then both Dr. Day and I, next month, early on in March, are going to be offering a detoxification program for people to participate in with us as a webinar. And we'll be telling more information about that at the end of tonight's call. So let me turn over to Dr. Day.
Thanks, Dr. Mike. Welcome, everyone, and excited that you have taken time out of your schedule to learn more about your body, learn more about yourself, learn more about the detoxification processes, and make a decision to either do a detoxification class with us now or think about doing specific detoxification programs in the future. So my name is Dr. Day, just like Mike told you, and my practice is in Washington, D.C., and when Dr. Mike was talking, I was exactly thinking things that he was saying about his patients are things that my patients or people who call the office who want to do detoxification because they heard it's a good thing. They heard it will help them with weight loss. They feel like if I do detoxification, it'll start to change my life. And that's true, but they don't really know what detoxification is. And so tonight, I'm going to use this as a teaching opportunity to talk about how detoxification is something that we do actually on an everyday basis, and sometimes we have to specifically focus on specific processes when our body is not working optimally the way that we want it to work. And so what I'm going to start with is an explanation, the definition of detoxification. And really, when our body goes through the process of detoxification, it is clearing unwanted substances from our body. So it's clearing substances, we can call them toxins, we can call them waste products, things that are unwanted in our body, we need to get them out of our body. And how are we going to do that is what we're going to talk about, different detoxification processes. So again, detoxification is clearing or neutralizing toxins and waste products from our body. And the way that our body does that is they're actually organs whose job is to eliminate from our body. And that makes sense, and we know that there are certain organ systems and what their job is to actually eliminate toxins from our body. So I'm actually going to start with just kind of breaking down what different types of things we could consider toxins, and then we'll talk a little bit about what organs of our body, like our skin, our lungs, our urinary system, our digestive system, and even our nervous system, how those actually help us to eliminate toxic or wasteful products out of our body, and then what kind of things do we need to think about within our cells that may say, hey, you know, it may be time for me to do detox or do a detoxification process or detoxification class if I'm noticing I have these type of symptoms or I have these type of problems that are happening in my body and I want to regulate my body so that it can act more in a holistic way, a more optimal way, a more healthy and vibrant way. So that's the core of what we're going to talk about today during this call. So we'll start again with, we know now that detoxification is clearing unwanted substances, and what are examples of unwanted substances that are in our bodies? So for example, pollution could be an example of an unwanted substance that we take in just through our everyday activities. If we are exercising, for example, exercise is a normal part of our daily activities, hopefully, or our weekly activities, and when we do that, we actually create byproducts. Like when our muscles feel sore, they feel sore because we're producing something like lactic acid. So if we're exercising a lot, we may be producing more toxins that we need to have out of our body. That's one of the things we could call an oxidative stress that just occurs from everyday activity. Anytime we have any kind of oxidative stress, it can be from a stressful day, and how we deal with our day and what we're doing with our day can cause oxidative stress. Exercise can cause oxidative stress. When we eat food and we are breaking down that food into nutritious components and then food that we're going to waste, that creates oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is something we want to manage because it actually creates toxins in our body. What I mean by oxidative stress is it's a process in our body where we have things that are called free radicals. Some people have heard of those things before, and those are actually chemicals that damage our cells. They're actually oxygen molecules that actually damage our cells and make our cells weaker or make them unable to do their normal processes so that we have to produce more cells. So this oxidative stress process creates these things called free radicals, and these free radicals cause damage to our cells. And when we have a lot of those, we need to make sure that those are minimized. And so having detoxification processes that work in our body on a daily basis, or that we may need to do on a maybe a quarterly basis, we need to do special processes to help get rid of those free radicals that show up in our body, is our reasons why when people talk about detoxification, they're actually trying to make sure that those processes, even though they're normal, that we actually get out these oxidative stresses and these free radicals that show up in our body just from our normal processes. So when we are thinking about detoxification, one of the reasons we might do that is to reduce our oxidative stress, to reduce the amount of free radicals that are being produced in our body. We may think about that when we, again, like I said, if you're drinking like alcohol, you're drinking caffeine, those things create toxins in our body, and we need to make sure those toxins get out of our body. So some of the things that we take into our body create toxins that we need to alleviate. As I said before, if you have a lot of pollution, and people live in different areas, and in those areas, some have more pollution from the air, pollution from the streams, producing from our water sources, those kinds of pollution, we need to make sure that we get rid of them. So when we consider doing a detoxification process, we're thinking about some normal activities that happen that we may do on a daily basis and making sure that those things over time don't damage our cells over and over and over again. So we need to kind of be conscientious about doing processes to help restore ourselves to vitality, restore ourselves to optimal health, restore ourselves to be able to function the way that we need to function. And so doing detoxification processes allow us to create a better balance to make sure that we're not putting in too many toxins, and that if we are, we're getting rid of them so that our cells don't become damaged, old, or aged. Okay, so those would be examples of in our everyday activity why we need to do detoxification. Now that we know why we need to do them, do we have certain organ systems that help us with our daily activities of getting rid of all of these toxins? Absolutely we do. And those are called our organs of elimination, or our emunctory organs. So the emunctories is an old term that's used referring to our organs that get rid of our toxins on a daily basis. So I'm going to start talking about those different organs of elimination. The first organ of elimination I'm going to talk about is our lungs. So one of the things that we do several times in a minute is we take deep breaths in and we take deep breaths and release carbon dioxide. So when we breathe in and then we breathe out, every time we're breathing out, we're getting rid of carbon dioxide, which is a toxin to our body. If we have too much carbon dioxide in our body, it throws off our ability to operate on a normal basis. So every time we breathe in oxygen, which is something that we need to provide energy for us. And every time we breathe out, we get rid of carbon dioxide, and that's something that we need to get rid of. It's a waste product. So our lungs, just in our everyday activity of breathing, we actually use that as a way of getting out toxins. So that's a very important way of making sure that we are getting rid of any type of airborne toxins that we no longer need in our bodies. Another thing, taking these breaths in and out through our lungs, it actually causes us to feel more relaxed when we take deep breaths and we release those breaths. We take a deep breath and we release that deep breath. It actually helps us to feel calmer. And so it helps us to relax and get rid of mental toxins or mental stresses that we have just by going through the process of relaxing ourselves and relaxing our bodies. So even though our lungs are actually designed to get rid of carbon dioxide as a waste product, it also, by taking those deep breaths in and deep breaths and releasing that and exhaling, what we do is we start to get rid of some of those mental toxins and mental stresses that can show up for us on a day-to-day basis. So it actually does two different types of detoxification for us every time we are able to remember to take a deep breath and remember to release it. And the reason why I stress taking a deep breath and then releasing it is because many of us actually breathe very shallow throughout the day. And so when we take deep breaths, we're able to get in a lot of our oxygen, and we're able to get out a lot of our carbon dioxide. If we breathe very shallow, then we're not actually taking full advantage of the detoxification of deep breathing. When we do our deep breath, we also help to keep ourselves relaxed and get rid of some of those mental toxins that are in our brains and in our thought patterns. And so we're able to release those through the process of breathing in and breathing out. So our lungs are a very important detoxification process, and they actually work on a couple different levels. So the next level, the next organ system I'm going to talk about is our skin. Our skin is actually the largest organ in our entire body, and what it does is it actually allows us to get rid of toxins through the process of sweating and releasing toxins through our skin. So it's very important when we think about our skin that we have to treat our skin very well, and we have to realize that our skin, part of that process of sweating and opening our pores and making sure that we get out those toxins, help to release toxins so that they don't stay trapped in our bodies. The other thing that's really important about our skin is it depends on what we put on our skin, because our skin can actually absorb things from the outside. So if we're always putting on lots of perfumed lotions, or we're putting things on our skin that are toxic to our skin, children, when they're young, they're not thinking about things. They're learning how to color and stuff like that. And if they color their skin, then all of the toxins from the pen get on the inside of our get on our skin, and actually some of it gets absorbed into our skin. So we have to really, when we're thinking about our skin, we have to think about that it actually gets rid of toxins, but it can also absorb toxins. So we have to think about what is it that we're putting on our skin every day. I have friends that live in New York, or have lived in New York for several years, and they would say that they would go out and they would go to work, and when they came home, they felt like they wanted to take a shower because they felt like the dirt of the city had just gotten all over them. And I thought that that was a really great visual in terms of our skin, and that what happens during the day if you're in a place that has a lot of dirt or has a lot of smog or things get kicked up and they get on your skin, that yes, that you actually are taking on the toxins from the outside on your skin. And if you ever feel, grimy, or that you need to take a shower after you've been outside doing something, then you really need to honor and listen to that intuition about yourself, because there probably are toxins that are on your skin that you want to come off of your skin. So it's very important that when we're thinking about our skin, that we realize that it's an organ of elimination. I also think it's very important when I talk to my patients that have skin problems. When they have skin problems, usually what's happening is the normal way that your body is trying to get rid of toxins may not be working optimally. And then the skin becomes an organ of elimination that starts to show blemishes or skin problems or psoriasis or eczema, or even some autoimmune conditions where you start having rashes and things like that. It's because your body is trying to get rid of a toxin. It's not able to use the other organs as efficiently as it needs to, and as a result, you start to see it on your skin. And that's one of the first indications that I have, and I'm sure this is true for Dr. Mike as well, is that the elimination system in their body is not working appropriately, and there may be very specific exercises that I need to do with them to help get their detoxification processes back into their normal rhythm so that they don't have these things that are showing up on their skin. So our skin is a good way to give us an idea about how we're doing in terms of eliminating from all of our detoxification processes. So the next organ of elimination I'm going to talk about is our urinary tract. So that's really, are we releasing fluids that have toxins and waste out of our body? And that happens when we pee. So our urinary tract and our urinary system, our kidneys, one of the jobs of the kidney is to filter out waste products and to release them from our body to make sure that they are not staying in our body and causing problems for our body. And so are you going to the bathroom, and are you peeing every 2 hours or every 3 hours? If you go to the bathroom once a day, or you're peeing once a day, or you're urinating once a day or twice a day, you probably are not getting enough fluids inside your body in order to make sure that all the toxins that are floating around in your body and in your system is getting out. And one way that you can really check to see that is when you go to the bathroom and you urinate and you look down in the bowl, if it's a very bright yellow color, very bright, concentrated color, then that means you're probably not drinking enough fluids. And specifically, you're probably not drinking enough water, because water is a very important part of our detoxification process. And then knowing how much you drink, you can tell by how often you need to urinate or you need to pee it out. So if you notice that your pee is very, very bright yellow in color, it's very concentrated in its color, you're probably not getting enough water in your system on a daily basis. So you may need to drink more water so that the color of your pee starts to become a lighter yellow color. So that's something that you can actually do tomorrow, and you can think about when you go to the bathroom, what does it look like? In the morning, your pee is going to be the most concentrated because you've been sleeping through the night, but through the middle of the day, it should not be a very concentrated color. So that lets us know if our kidneys are working correctly, if we're urinating enough, if we're getting out enough of our toxins through that process, and water is one of the best ways to actually do that process. Then our digestive system. So our digestive system, when we put food in our mouth, then our digestive system really should be allowing us to release any solid waste products that we've had from the last time that we've eaten. And so that comes out in a bowel movement. And so we need to be moving our bowels, and we need to be moving our bowels on a daily basis. And optimally, we'll be moving our bowels several times a day, because our digestive system is actually like a really long tube. So when we put things in our mouth, it goes through our digestive tract, it goes into our stomach, into our small intestines, into our large intestines, and then from our large intestines, we're getting rid of any extra waste that we've accumulated during the day. So a lot of patients that come into my office may not be moving their bowels every day. And that is an extremely important detoxification process, because waste products will build up. And what some people may not be aware of is that not only do they build up, but, for example, women who have PMS problems or have problems with their fibroids or have an imbalance in their estrogen, their progesterone, and their androgens, for example. If you our estrogen and our progesterone, once we are finished with them, they actually go into our bowels so that they can be released when we have a bowel movement. If you're not moving your bowels every day, your estrogens, progesterones, and androgens can actually be reabsorbed through your intestines, and they can actually start recirculating back into your system. And so when we have these imbalances in our menstrual cycle, when we have symptoms, PMS symptoms, sometimes the reason why we're having those is because we are not eliminating from our bowels on a daily basis, and that we have too much estrogen or too much progesterone in our bodies, because it should be getting dumped out every single day. So a lot of women may consider a detoxification class, like the one that we're going to talk to you more about at the end of this session, because that may be why your PMS symptoms have been getting worse or they're becoming more difficult because you are not actually getting rid of your waste. You're not detoxifying your body every day, and as a result, you might need to take some steps to take a class, to go through the program that we're going to offer at the end of this class in order to do that. So these are things to think about. Are my organs of elimination working every single day the way that they're supposed to be working? And if they're not working every day the way that they're supposed to be working, very much consider doing a program to help you get on track so that we can get you so that you're eliminating on a daily basis so that you don't have to do a program, right? But you have to start by getting back on track. So your digestive system, you need to make sure that you're moving your bowels on a daily basis, optimally several times during the day so that you can make sure that you're getting out your waste products and they're not getting stuck in your body and they're not recirculating in your body. So that's a very important thing to think about. And then the last organ of elimination I'm going to talk about is our nervous system, our mind, because we can actually get toxins from toxic thoughts or negative people or negative situations or difficult situations when we start to think about bad things are going to happen again and again and again. And I think a great example right now is if we listen to the news that we get every day about our economy, about the state of jobs, about the state of our homes, you know, is not positive. These are the bad things that are happening. We don't hear the success stories of the good things that are happening. And so sometimes a detoxification process needs to be a detoxification process of our thoughts. Are we getting negative messages that are related to us again and again and again? Because as we get negative messages, and those messages are related to us again and again and again, it affects our ability to think about positive things. And it's very unfortunate, but in our society, 70% of the messages that we get are negative messages. You know, when we're children, we're told things that are even supposed to be, you know, safe for us. Don't cross the street by yourself. You know, you can't handle that situation. You're not able to do this or that. And so we need to actually really consider, are we getting messages every day that are positive for us, or are we getting messages that are negative for us? And if we're getting messages that are negative for us, sometimes we need to take a break and say, you know what? I need to take a break from the negative thoughts and the negative information that I continually get on a daily basis so I can get a chance to refresh my thoughts, to renew my thoughts, to see what my hopes, my dreams, my goals are for myself. And so there's actually the mental process of getting rid of toxins that come up in our bodies and in our minds as well. So those are the organs of elimination. Those are just some examples of why it's important to understand what are organs of elimination, and then when does it make sense for us to actually consider a detoxification program, and how am I going to detox? What does that mean? What do I need to do? Is this the right thing for me to do? And what do I need to prepare through the process of detoxification? So, how do you detox? There are lots of different ways of detoxing because, for example, we just talked about the organs of elimination. So one way to detox for your lungs is to take deep breaths in and out. And there are lots of different ways that you can decide to do that. And that can be just from sitting quietly and breathing, deep breaths in and out. It could be from going into meditative states. It could be when you exercise, you increase your lung capacity, right? And you're taking deeper breaths in and deeper breaths out. So whatever exercise is good for you, whether that's running or it's on the treadmill or it's some other type of aerobic exercise that causes you to take deep breaths in or deep breaths out, that's considered a form of detoxification. And so when you think about how do you detox, you need to think about these organs of elimination and what things are you doing to make sure that those organs are optimally operating in your body. So we talked about the lungs. Those would be examples of what you need to do. I'm just going to take a sip of water. That was the little bit of silence that you heard there. The second thing is your skin. How do you detox? When Dr. Mike and I talked about creating a program, we wanted to make sure that as we work with people that we look at all of the organs of elimination. So for your skin, there are different exercises that you can do in terms of detoxifying and detoxifying your skin. So some people may like to do a salt scrub or a sugar scrub. Some people may use a loofah pad. Some people may use dry skin brushing. These are all different examples of detoxification where you are actually making sure that the skin that is on your body is actually, you're getting rid of any dead skin or any thing that's on your skin that may be preventing your skin from eliminating appropriately. What you're putting on your skin, you know, are you putting on a electric blue, you know, highly perfume scented lotion every day? If you're doing a detoxification process, that may not be the best lotion for you to use during that time. Because how do you detox? You want to make sure that everything that you're doing during your detox program, however you're setting all these pieces up, that all of them are all helping you to eliminate. So you want to have things that you're doing for your lungs. You want to have things that you're doing for your skin. So you don't want to be taking really deep breaths and then putting on a heavily perfumed, heavily scented, heavily chemical lotion onto your body, because then you're actually putting toxins in and you're actually smelling those toxins and they're going into your lungs as well. So you want to make sure you're doing something for your lungs. You want to make sure you're doing something for your skin, your urinary tract. So are you putting fluids in your body and making sure that those fluids are clear in your body? So how do you do the detox? What are you putting into your body? If you decide to do our detox program, one of the things that we're going to talk about in terms of detoxification is, you know, are you having 5 cups of coffee? Coffee, whether it's caffeinated or decaffeinated, actually acts as a diuretic. And a diuretic means that it causes you to lose water. So if one of the things that you're trying to do in your detoxification process is make sure you're drinking enough water, if you're having 5 cups of coffee, whether it's decaffeinated or caffeinated, you're not, all the water that you're putting in your body is actually just going out because you're drinking something that's causing you to lose that. So you want to make sure that, how do you do a detoxification program? You make sure that you're getting hydrated. That hydration is important, again, for releasing the toxin, but hydration is important for your skin to be able to do the job that it wants to do. So you want to make sure that when you're doing a detox that you're making sure that all of the pieces of your detox are all supporting one another. So another thing you're going to do is make sure that you're moving your bowels. You know, how do you make sure that you're moving your bowels correctly? Well, a big part of that is making sure that you're eating a very nutritious diet. I have had patients that come into the office and they say they're doing a detox, and really what that means is they've gone to a health food store or they've talked to a friend, and friend has told them that they need to take these pills or they need to take this green juice or green smoothie or add it to water, and then they take that every day, and they're moving their bowels every day, and at the same time, they're skipping meals or they're eating fried chicken and fried fish, but they're taking these herbs or taking this fiber, and so they're going to the bathroom every day, and they're saying, hey, I'm doing a detoxification. And yes, you are moving your bowels, but you're not really doing a true detoxification if you don't think about what it is that you're putting into your system. That's why I just talked about water is important to put into your system. The nutrition, the food that you're eating, are you eating whole foods? What are whole foods? And so we go through the steps in the detoxification program to talk to you about what foods are the appropriate detoxification foods. And when we did our Healthy Living Now webinar in January, and we will offer that again, we talked about what are whole foods and what are the importance of whole foods and what kind of nutrition you get from whole foods. So when you're doing a detoxification program, you want to make sure that you are eating a regimen of whole foods that have their nutrient dense, that are giving you your vitamins and your minerals and your phytonutrients and your flavonoids and your antioxidants and your good fats, your omega-3, your omega-6, your omega-9, that you're getting good proteins and you're getting balanced proteins, that you're getting appropriate fiber in your diet from your food in particular. You want to make sure that you have soluble fiber, and you want to make sure that you have insoluble fiber. So all of those things come along with a whole food diet, and understanding which foods are going to give you those different pieces is very important to make sure that you have good nutrition, that you have very densely nutritious foods that you're eating, that they're giving you the things that you need, because that will help you in your elimination process. It'll help to make sure that you don't have nutrient deficiencies. Some patients come into my office, and a great example of this would be a patient who says that they decided that they want to be a vegetarian. I think being a vegetarian is a wonderful thing to do if that works for you and works in your body. But and sometimes this happens with some of the children that come into my practice, because I see children in my practice. They decide they want to be a vegetarian because they learn about all the processes related to animal proteins. But the only things they want to eat is they want to eat pizza and they want to eat pasta, right? So they want to be vegetarians, but they want to eat pizza and they want to eat pasta, and they're not eating vegetables and they're not eating fruits and they're not incorporating all of those things into their diet. They're not eating good fats, you know, from avocados or nuts and seeds. And so the children come in because all of a sudden they're tired. Maybe they're not doing as well on this new vegetarian diet that they've decided that they want to do. And part of the problem is that they're not eating nutrient-dense foods, because pasta is not nutrient-dense and pizza is not nutrient-dense. So that's a great example in my practice where someone changes their diet. Children change their diet. They want to do it because they've learned something about food and they want to kind of change the way that they're eating, but they're not eating a nutrient-dense diet. And so that actually can create, you know, minor nutrient deficiencies that show up as dry skin, that might show up as acne, that might show up as difficulty moving their bowels on a daily basis, right? And so that happens to children, but it also can happen to adults. Anyone who spends time around children know that as they go through the process of eating, they can be picky around certain things, and they change as they change within age groups. But there are many adults that may have similar situations. I'm sure no one on this phone call, but maybe somebody else that you know, that may need to learn more about the foods that they're eating, so that when they decide to do a detoxification program, they're doing it in a way that's creating health and nutrients and vitality through the food that they're eating. And that is actually part of an appropriate detoxification program as well. So when we're thinking about, well, how do I do a detox, these should all be components of a very complete detoxification program. And the other piece that I want to bring in is, I spoke a little bit about exercise, but when we're doing detoxification programs, we want to think about moving our bodies. We want to think about exercising, or we want to think about walking, or we want to think about dancing, or we want to think about doing yoga. So we want to include in a detoxification program elements of movement, because movement is very important to make sure that waste products actually get circulated through our bodies, to our kidneys, to our digestive system, so they could actually get out of our body. so that they can get to our lungs, so they can get out of our body. So you want to have some movement as part of a detoxification process as well. And then, as I stated before, how do we detox? We need to think about our minds as well as our physical bodies, and we want to make sure that while we're doing this process that we're being thoughtful, conscientious, that we are spending time thinking about what it is that we need to do to get rid of the negative habits or the negative behaviors, or just sometimes we don't know any better. So through the learning process, you learn things to change your mental habits so that you can have a stronger outlook, a better outlook. You can learn more about what are the right processes that are required to detoxify our minds of things that have not been serving our bodies and our minds. So how do we detox? We do all of those different things. So it's not so simple as patients will call the office and say, do you do colonics? Because I need to do a detox, so I just need to do a colonic, which is a way of eliminating and making sure that our bowel movements are actually coming out of our digestive system and they're getting out of our bodies. So we want to, how do we do detox? We do all these different pieces. We create a program that's workable for you. We do it for a period of time that's sustainable. People can do a 3-day detoxification. Though the amount of things you're going to do in 3 days is different than the amount of things that you're going to do in 3 weeks, but you create a time frame of how you're going to do it. You create a plan of what you're going to do, and once you have your time frame and you have that plan of what you're going to do and all the pieces that are going to be included in the program, then you actually do the program itself. And once you complete the program, do you have steps of finishing your detox and then reintegrating what your daily routines are from your detox? So how do you detox? You do all of those pieces. And that's a really kind of important part of that detoxification. I want to say just a few notes about some of the symptoms that you may be experiencing in your life now to help you make a decision. Am I ready to do a detox program? Is a detox program going to help me? And an example of some symptoms that you may be having in your life that could be improved by a detoxification program could be if you have headaches on a consistent basis, if you feel very fatigued all of the time. You know, headaches can happen as a result of mental confusion that's happening, or mental stresses in the body, as well as physical stresses in the body, and getting rid of those toxins that are showing up can release and relieve some of those problems that you have related to headaches. Fatigue, people that feel tired. Sometimes people feel tired because they are not eating nutrient-dense food, or they're not eliminating every day, or they're not taking their deep breaths, or they're particularly stressed. So fatigue can happen, and doing a detox program can have help to reset the system so that your body is able to get the energy that it needs from the activities that you're doing, what you're eating, how you're sleeping, how you're getting out toxins from your breathing exercises can reset that system and help to relieve fatigue that's happening. Sometimes if people have withdrawal symptoms, if they say, oh, I can't go without eating caffeine or drinking caffeine or drinking pizza, not drinking pizza, I'm sorry, eating pizza or eating junk food, if you have, if you get withdrawal symptoms from eating particular things or doing particular things, a detoxification can, again, help you reset your body clock and your mental clock around things that you need to do so that you can actually get away from those things that are causing you to have a withdrawal symptoms from there. So it's important to do that. Anyone who has any sinus issues or sinus problems, it may make sense to do a detoxification to get rid of the toxins that are building up in your sinus cavities, for example. If someone has